Well, well, a good one. It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
There we are.
Here's the good news.
I'm on Nate Stallman of Not Necessarily the News, where we hold a daily conclave of news stories for you that also sometimes billows out smoke at the end of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, hey, Hank, Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. Another week. We had Tracy the Barrel Racer out there in Garner.
Oh, really?
On Saturday, yeah. Her and her daughter Sierra stopped by. It was a family affair.
Hooting, hollering, good time.
Beautiful. Here we are. Yes, it is. It was over the weekend. Saturday early, our time on Saturday morning. Streamed live on YouTube, no less. The funeral for Pope Francis being laid to rest there in the Vatican. 170 heads of state attended the funeral of Pope Francis. Trump wore blue. Zelensky wore his nicest quarter zip fleece.
Oh,
and, yeah,
that's
and then
nice.
They met too, informally. So the conclave is the thing that happens next, and that's certainly been subject of many a Hollywood movie and whatnot over the years. So it's supposed to happen anywhere 15 to 20 days after the Pope's passing. So that would put it somewhere around kind of the end of the week-ish, something
soon.
Weekend area. Yeah, and there's no time limit on it. They can go as long as they need to go to decide the next Pope and then billow out the white smoke. The longest conclave in history was over 3 years long.
What?
Yes. That was back in 1127. So it's been a while since it's been that long of one.
Were the snacks extra good then?
You know, they used to lock them in the room, like lock them.
That's
what like the conclave means or something like that. So, but yeah, 3 years back in 1127. Evidently, reports were that there was improprieties with the papal voting machines at the time. So they had to work some stuff out. I think they're a little more streamlined now.
So you want a deep, dark, golden tan without spending too much time in the sun? Well, Jeff Goldblum has the perfect solution. Just eat lots and lots of orange foods. He says he turned orange by imbibing in carrots for an entire week straight. And everything turned the crazy color.
Does this really happen?
He says, that's his gig. I mean, he's very pale.
Yes.
It wouldn't take much to, like, make him a different color.
Yeah, beta carotene. Yeah. I knew David Carradine. Yeah. Walked along.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Kung Fu. Love carrots.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to sing for us, Jeff?
No.
No, because you got a new album out.
It does. Jazz, right?
It's Still Blooming is the title.
Yeah.
And you can also find a few of his wicked co-stars on there as well. I don't think they're green, not orange.
Occasionally, you can find them on the show. They were so preoccupied on whether they could, they never thought to ask if they should. In sports news, congratulations to Liverpool clinching the Premier League in football. That'd be soccer. As Liverpool wins, I can't stop doing the accent.
I'll go back to Goldblum.
They match Manchester United now with 20 total Premier League titles. Also in sports, drag racing, a big record fell. Now, she had set it back in 2022. Brittany Force, John Force's daughter, previously held the Top Fuel speed record. This is staggering. This was back 3 years ago. 338.94 miles per hour. She broke that in Charlotte over the weekend. 341.59 miles per hour. Fastest Top Fuel time ever. And then it's coming up this weekend. It's the Run for the Roses. It is the Kentucky Derby. And we all now have somebody, a horse at least, to root for.
Who?
Toby Keith's horse. Toby Keith had a lifelong dream to enter a horse, raise a horse, and enter it into the Kentucky Derby. And that'll happen this Saturday. The racehorse Rendered Judgment will compete. His not bad odds, 30-1 odds on that. So that kind of puts him middle of the pack. But, yeah, he'd been working on this for a lot of his life, at least when he got the money to start this process. And, I mean, it is unfortunate that it's after certainly his passing. But he'll have the best seat in the House coming up Saturday.
Aww.
Toby Keith, render judgment.
We
don't tell you to, you know, wager or bet, unless you're just betting on whether the show's going to actually finish. But so far, so good. But yeah, that's this Saturday. Render judgment. Go Toby's horse. Very cool.
Bill Belichick, one of the most legendary coaches in football history, and everyone has questions about his pathway to success. In fact, one journalist even asked about his love life with one Jordan Hudson.
It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
I'm not talking about this.
Whoa.
Woo!
No. No.
So well,
she shut that down.
Yeah, she's 24 and apparently already knows how to call the shots.
Yeah.
She's way bitter for a woman that young. He's, you know, well into his 70s. So there may be a reason for this. Rumors are swirling that they met on a plane way back in 2021, where he was nice enough to autograph one of her college textbooks.
Right.
She's only 24, so that was a long, long time ago. Yet he was still very married at the time. And they began dating shortly after his wife of over a decade, Linda Holiday, called it quits.
So he coaches the Tar Heels now, UNC. And she, it was a couple of months ago, reported, demanded, and he then demanded everybody on his staff, if you send me an email, copy her.
That is so weird.
Something weird going on there. Hey, it's love. The 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class was announced over the weekend. Chubby Checker?
Yeah.
Joe Cocker, greatness. Bad Company, Outkast, The White Stripes, Soundgarden, and Cyndi Lauper will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up this fall. Other awards given out, Warren Zevon, Salt and Pepper. Now, those that didn't get in, Mariah Carey, Billy Idol, they were all up for it. Oasis. And the fan vote, because they asked the fans to vote, the band, psychedelic band Phish, got snubbed, even though they were the fan vote. Ryan Seacrest made the announcement for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because I can think of nobody more rock and roll than Seacrest.
I'm not talking about this.
Okay, I'll stop.
So back in the olden days, you'd go to Macy's to register for your wedding. And then you'd pick out china and silverware patterns, maybe add in a vase or two. And, well, those have gone the days of the Edsel. Things are very different now. And the newest trend is for brides to add their Venmo usernames right on the invitation, cutting straight to the chase for some hardcore cash. Now, understandably, this is coming off a bit tacky. Guests are feeling the pressure. Etiquette experts don't feel this is an appropriate way to celebrate something as precious as a union.
Well, the last wedding I went to, I got it off the registry. It was on the registry. And I'm not making this up. This is not for the joke of the show or anything. Got him a bucket.
No.
It was on the register.
Was it a nice bucket?
It was just a bucket. I also got them the mop. It was also adjoining.
Are you serious?
It. Yeah, they enjoyed it. They're going to use that. How many times are they going to use the bread maker? Thank you. Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school over the weekend. Yeah, he taught them in a way to how to be an actor. And they tried to teach him how to grow a mustache. And over the weekend, it was back in theaters, Star Wars the original. And George Lucas says that Yoda speaks backwards because he wanted people to focus on what Yoda was saying. George Lucas says, quote, because if you speak regular English, people won't listen that much. You're telling us, George.
KB and Heather Lee. Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.